This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So listen, here is what we do on this program, what we try to do. Anyway, we take business and the economy and we make them make sense in our lives. And there is not much that is more central to our lives than where we live and what happens in the economy around us in that place. So we're doing a project this week. Our wealth and poverty team has been reporting it actually for 4.5 months now about what happens when that economy that we live in changes. We opened up a news bureau in a neighborhood about 8 or 10 miles from downtown L.A. called Highland Park. Gentrifying is the word that best describes it. Money has come in, people, too, who were willing to spend money, which means other people have moved out, and not always because they wanted to. Housing costs have gone up a lot. But if you have lived in that neighborhood called Highland Park for a while, if you're an old-timer, it's an opportunity to sell high because the newcomers can and will pay top dollar. So, to get us going today, Marketplace's Noel King looks at one house on York Boulevard and three generations of its owners.
Hi, Elsa. Nice to see you again.
How are you? Good to see you.
So, you too.
Every once in a while, Irma Alvarado drops into the Century 21 office in Highland Park to visit Elsa Kim, the realtor who helped sell her house 3 months ago.
What are you doing around here?
Oh, I kind of miss Highland Park, so I had some errands to run.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Irma lived at 4784 York Boulevard, a tan bungalow with a pitched roof, a little porch, and a big backyard for 36 years. When her husband got cancer, they decided to sell so she wouldn't have to worry about keeping up the house after he was gone. About the same time, a real estate investor approached Elsa Kim.
He had heard that Highland Park was up and coming, and he wanted property specifically on York Boulevard. So we send letters to all the homeowners soliciting their property. And then Irma got one of our letters.
And she got in touch. The investor passed on her house, so Irma and her husband put it on the market.
Basically, we had looked around as far as what the property values were that were in the area. And we had come up, my husband and I come up with a number of $500,000 for our property. But once Elsa and Jeff went and saw the home, they said, oh, absolutely not. This can sell for lots more.
Elsa says she and her partner, Jeff Hutchins, knew that with the market in Highland Park as hot as it is, $500,000 was too low. For a smallish house, the Alvarados bought for about $78,000. They bought it to escape gang violence in neighboring Glassell Park, but a few years later, the gangs followed them in. Irma remembers hearing gunshots one night.
My two girls, they threw themselves on the floor and they were doing a walk like this, a crawl walk. And I was like, what the heck's going on here? And my husband says, I told them that they hear gunfire, they have to throw themselves on the floor and start crawling to the back room. And I was like, oh my God, this is too much.
That was 20 years ago. Now, after selling with her husband gone, Irma rents an apartment in a community for people 55 and older. She still visits the area to take her dogs to the vet and get her nails done. Irma really likes Highland Park's transition, the young families and new businesses. Recently, she was talking to a friend about the neighborhood.
She says, the other day she was, I saw this man walking his dog in short little shorts and sandals, and he had a long beard, and he was just as cool as ever, like he was a hippie or something. I say, well, I go, that's a trend now in Highland Park. A lot of younger, white, very crafty people are kind of moving into this direction.
Welcome to the construction site.
How's it all going?
It's going. A little bit at a time.
Katie Dormeyer and Benoit Guérin bought the house on York, and they're renovating. Along the way, they're seeing traces of former owners.
Here's where we've been working today. We have spent a lot of time on these walls. There was wallpaper, and then they painted over the wallpaper, and then they painted over the paint, and then they wallpapered over the painted-on wallpaper, and then they painted over it.
They're doing a lot of work themselves. Benoit is handy. He's a technical director for educational theater. But they paid $520,000 for the two-bedroom, two-bath house. So wouldn't it have been easier to buy one of Highland Park's professionally flipped houses with their perfectly painted or wallpapered walls?
A lot of the places that were flipped that we did visit, they were done inexpensively or so magnificently that we couldn't afford them. And a lot of these houses, we felt like they were soulless.
Not so with their house.
Irma left us some sage and a pack of matches on the fireplace, and I was so touched to find that.
Katie and Benoit have seen gentrification before. She while living in Chicago and he in Montreal. They know there's a downside to it, that some people are displaced and that there can be resentment. But they hope that by buying a home rather than renting, they can mitigate some of that.
I think there's a greater sense of social responsibility being a homeowner as opposed to being a renter. I'm interested to know that face.
I'm just agreeing with you. I've never had a rent where I was like, oh, and I'm going to be here for 25 years.
The couple still have a lot of fixing up to do. The walls are a patchwork of old plaster. They've scraped off the popcorn ceilings. So in the meantime, they're living in this small basement unit. It's packed with racks of clothes and a big bed. And Benoit says they were told that somewhere down here, there's a sump pump, too.
That year rained a lot here in L.A. The house had a basement. That year, the basement flooded.
That year was 1977, and that is Iris Pareles. Her mother, Olga Lawrence, was a Cuban immigrant who worked as a nurse's assistant. In 77, the house on York was hers. Fed up with the flooding, she sold it to Irma Alvarado's family after owning it for only about a year. She bought another house a few miles from Highland Park and left it to her daughters when she passed away 6 years ago. They were astonished when they saw the York bungalow sold for more than $500,000.
I cannot get it in my mind. How would anyone? I said, I'm gonna see when it goes on open house because I wanted to see what they had done for 520-something thousand. I can't.
But despite Iris's disbelief, the same kinds of changes are coming to this neighborhood. Gentrification spreads. At some point, young couples like Katie and Benoit, who chose Highland Park because they were priced out of other LA neighborhoods, will be priced out of Highland Park. So they'll look for some place that hasn't been discovered yet. Iris and her sister Nancy can see it happening. Real estate agents have started approaching them.
I've had a lot of requests to sell. Down the street here, I've seen a few of the houses being sold and new people moving in, young white families. I think Highland Park, all of that is spilling over to Elysian Park. So I think it's coming up here too.
Iris says the realtors tell her their house, which cost their mother $63,000, is a hot property. They say the sisters could probably sell for close to $500,000. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
Our series about Highland Park and how it's gentrifying is called York and Fig, which is also, as it happens, the address of our bureau there, the corner of York Boulevard and Figueroa Street. Everything from the series is online, videos, audios, and stills, the whole smash. It's YorkandFig.com.